This is the brief on the role of vitamin D in treating depression. So we know major depressive disorder is a huge global issue. And with current antidepressants failing to help about 30% of patients, well, a fascinating new review of rodent studies suggests vitamin D might be a game-changing complementary therapy. Honestly, think of it less as that boring bone health vitamin from milk and more like a neurological shield for your stressed-out brain. First, let's look at the behavioral proof. When researchers put rodents through lab stress tests, giving them vitamin D or its active form, calcitriol, literally prevented or even reversed depressive behaviors and anhedonia, which is that total loss of pleasure. Second, how does this actually work? Well, it attacks depression from four different angles. It acts as an anti-inflammatory to calm the brain's immune system and an antioxidant to clean up cellular damage. Plus, it boosts mood chemicals like serotonin and triggers neuroplasticity by increasing BDNF, a protein that helps brain cells grow and adapt. So you gotta wonder, could this multi-tool, four-pronged attack be the exact secret to helping that 30% of patients who just don't respond to traditional single-target drugs? Finally, there is a catch. You know, these are still preclinical rodent studies, and we absolutely need to figure out safe human dosing to avoid side effects like hypercalcemia, meaning way too much calcium in your blood. Mice aren't men, so definitely don't go tossing your prescribed meds for a tanning bed or a bottle of supplements just yet. While we desperately need more human trials, vitamin D is emerging as a powerful, multitasking ally that could soon revolutionize how we manage depression.